Blog Talk Radio.
...of KJMA's practice of constructive community reporting, we have invited Dr. Khalid Mohammed, Minister...
America's dream ain't nothing but another calculated scheme to get us locked up, shut up and back insane. Who deny us of the future, rob our name, kept my history a mystery, but now I see the American dream wasn't meant for me, cause Lady Liberty's a hypocrisy, lied to me, while it's for freedom, education, equality, never gave me nothing but slavery, and now look at how dangerous it made me, calling me a madman, cause I'm strong and bold, with this gun full of knowledge of the lies it told, promised me emancipation, and this new nation, all you ever gave my people with salvation. Fathers of the country never cared for me. They kept my ancestors shackled up in slavery. And Uncle Sam never did a damn thing for me. Step lie about the facts in my history. So now I'm sitting here mad cause I'm unemployed. But the government's glad cause they enjoy it when my people are down so they can screw us around. Time to change the government now. Pass the power. Pass the power. Power from the strength that resides within. Go toe to toe with the Panther and you just can't win. Self-proclaim best, suppress the rest. The rich get richer and the poor take less. The American dream was an American nightmare. You kept my people down and refused to fight fair. The Ku Klux Klan tried to keep us out with signs of truth and state no the blacks allowed. With intimidation and segregation was a waste for our freedom, but now we're impatient. Blacks, the other of skin, yeah, they'll sell out. Freedom, equality, get out, yell out. Don't you never be ashamed of what you are. It's your Panther power that makes you a star. Panther power. Panther power. My mother never let me forget my history, hoping I was set free. Things that were put on me, wanted to be more than just free. Had to know the truth facts about my history. I couldn't settle for being a statistic, couldn't survive in this capitalistic government, cause it was meant to hold us back, using ignorance, drugs, the sneak attack, in my community, they killed the unity, but when I charge them, try to claim immunity, act like America, like a case of heart disease, Panther power is running through my arteries, try to stop me, oh boy, you'll be clawed to death, cause I'll be fighting for my freedom with my dying breath, do you remember, that's what I'm asking you, you think you're living free, don't make me laugh at you, open your eyes, realize you've been locked in chains, said you wasn't civilized, and stole your name, cause the time has passed, seems to all forget, there is no liberty for you and me, we ain't free yet. Panther power. Panther power. Panther power. Panther power. As it seems, the American dream ain't nothing but another calculated scheme to get us locked up, shut up and back insane. Who denies of the future, rob our name, kept my history a mystery, but now I see the American dream wasn't meant for me, cause Lady Liberty's a hypocrisy, lied to me, while it's for freedom, education, equality, never gave me nothing but slavery, and now look at how dangerous it made me, calling me a madman, cause I'm strong and bold, with this gun full of knowledge of the lies it told, promised me emancipation, and this new nation. All you ever gave my people was salvation. Fathers of the country never cared for me. They kept my ancestors shackled up in slavery. And Uncle Sam never did a damn thing for me. Step lie about the facts in my history. So now I'm sitting here mad cause I'm unemployed. But the government's glad cause they enjoy it when my people are down so they can screw us around. Time to change the government now. Pass the power.
Black power, black power, black power, and more black power, and of course, Panther power to my people. It's your brother, your soldier in arms, and comrade in battle, Sean Saddam Kweli. Happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hells and smells of North America. And as always, we count this a privilege. This is a joy. This is an esteemed honor to be able to talk to you, my sisters, my brothers, and some others from this bold revolutionary radio broadcast, Black Power Radio, that national, international broadcast of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And as always, every Monday night, 8 p.m., we come to you live. This isn't pre-taped, pre-recorded. This isn't delayed. We are live right here in the hells and smells of North America, reporting to you from the battlefield and reporting to you from the battleground on what's going on in Black America and what's going on throughout the Isles of the Pacific, the Caribbean, what's happening in Africa, what's happening in England, what's happening in Black Europe, what's happening in Black Brazil, what's happening Black everywhere, Black happening, what's going on? We need to know, because if we're not informed, what we're not informed about will completely eradicate us. So we got to be in the know. Want to first open up this show giving thanks to the God of our forefathers and foremothers who answers to many different names. We bear witness regardless to land, label, or language. It's only one God. We thank that one God for doing what was prophesied by the prophets and predicted that God would do, which was to seek and to save we who were lost, the 40 to 50 million Black men and women here in the hells and smells of North America. And as we comb all the holy books, whether you read the Bible or before that, whether you comb the walls of the pyramids and read the hieroglyphics of the Medu Natur, and you go into the Bible or you go into Quran or you go into any other sacred text or writing, we can find no other people who fit the description of the lost brother, the lost sister, the lost sheep better than we, the 40 to 50 million Black men and women here in the hells of North America. So we know we lost. We know we've been lost from our names. We know we've been lost from our language. We know we've been lost from our culture. We know we've been lost from our folkways, our forays. We know that we've been robbed. We know that we've been taken and stripped from the power of our own being. And of course, we know that by the way that many of our people act, we know we've even lost our minds. And so we know that scripture is talking about us. And we know that it also said that at a specific time, that after that God will find us, that we will be organized into a mighty nation, an army, an exceedingly great army that will organize and fight back against our repression and oppression, that would fight back against our issues. And so we know in hells of North America today that we have to organize and we have to come together in unity as an exceedingly great army, as brothers and sisters who are dedicated to the rise, the liberation, and the salvation of the Black nation. We understand that in 2014, that even though we've had the greats like the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, even though we've had greats like Noble Drew Ali, even though we've had greats like one Mr. Elijah Muhammad, even though we've had greats like one Mr. Malcolm X, even though we've had greats like Minister Huey P. Newton or Bobby Seale, or we come back and you go to the Ida B. Wells, or you go to the Sojourner Truths, or you go to the Harriet Tubmans, or you go to the Denmark Vases, or whoever you go to, even though we've had all these greats, we understand that in 2014, we're not free as a people. We don't have our own land. We're not under Black laws. We're not under Black economics. We're not writing the codes of our books. We're not educating our babies. We have not set up the institutions. And so it's just like we're starting from scratch, because our people were hit with a megaton bomb called Reaganomics, dealing crack, cocaine, and drugs with chemical and biological warfare that was targeted at our people. And so we got to understand that we have a fight to fight in Black America today, right now, 2014, square, bam, damn in your face. You don't have to look to yesterday and talk about what you would do with Harriet Tubman if you was with his sister Harriet. For she said it, she freed thousands of slaves, but she would have freed thousands more if they were slaves. You don't have to talk about what you would have done if you were there with Frederick Douglass, or if you were there with Paul Robeson, or if you were there with any of them greats, because you're right here now, 2014, just as much a slave in North America as they were back in them days. You say, I don't have no shackles on me. I don't have no chains on me. It's worse to have a chain on your mind than a chain on your behind. I'll say that again. It's worse to have a chain on your mind than have a chain on your behind. It's worse to have a chain on your economics. It's worse to have a chain on your education. It's worse to be killed in the killing fields called the courts, the criminal just us system of the United States government, than it is to be in physical captivity, because you can break away from physical captivity. You can do like them slaves did and rebel on the plantation and rise up and kill the plantation owner and kill your taskmaster. You can do that in physical captivity. But when your mind is enslaved and your heart is enslaved, if your spirit is enslaved, then you might not even know that you are slave. You might not even want to resist the slavery. You might not even try to get free, because you're thinking in 2014, because we have a black president with some sprinkles of black chocolate on top of the white ice cream of white supremacy, that you have freedom in 2014. So we're here to wake you up tonight. If you believe that, if you're still in the psychosis, if you're still asleep, if you're still comfortable in the mess, in the mud, and trying to get a good night's rest, we want to wake you up, for we understand that mud is a good purifier, and we know that the mud has purified our people, and that our people still, even though we've been through all that we've been through, that we're a special people, that we're a mighty people, that we are the people of God and the people of God's choice, that we are the people of the Creator's selection, that we are the people who are slated to be put on top of civilization. I'm talking about that black man and black woman out there that's dead to the knowledge of self, that don't understand their culture, don't understand their history. Some of them out there killing themselves, killing each other, drinking all kind of drinks, high on drugs, loving their slave master's last name. And with all that said, they're still the people of God's choice, because our people have said and declared that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. We are the original man and original woman, the first man and first woman on the planet Earth. We were the first to step foot on the soil of North America, the first to step foot in the cradle of civilization of Africa. We were the first to step foot down into the deep, deep blue seas. It was us. Don't worry about the revisionist history of the freak Greek and the Romans and those who try to revise the history and take the credit away from the black man and black woman. I say there would not be a white America today without a black man and black woman. Wouldn't even be a yellow America today without a black man and black woman. Wouldn't even be so much as a red man and red woman in America without the black man and black woman. You would have no people on the planet if it were not for the original man and the original woman who populated this planet and gave birth to a civilization and gave birth to original governments and gave birth to the original mathematics and the original chemistries and the original architects of the universe. It was our people who did it. So you can clearly see that, as the Masons say, we've been struck a blow to the head and left for dead, that it is us who don't understand who we are. And in 2014, we're trying to be everybody else but ourselves. And so we have to invite you on the new Black Panther Party radio broadcast to fall back in love with yourself and to understand who, not in the hell you are, but understand who in the heaven you are. Because we're not talking about some place you go after you die up in the sky. And we're not talking about some place under the ground where some little dude with pantyhose and a pitchfork would stick you and poke you and jug you for the rest of your life for being a bad man, a bad woman. We're talking about two conditions on this earth while you live, as we know that there are those on this planet right now who are living in a heavenly condition, and we understand clearly that there are those who are living in a hell of a condition, And so we want to put our people in the heavenly condition. You want streets paved with gold. You want to be able to live in some mansions. You want to be able to have some resource and some money in your pocket. You want the promise that was promised to you of a promised land. And that's what's promised to the black man and black woman. So in order to have the promised land, you must understand black nationalism. You must understand what black nationalism means to you, that it means that you must be after some land of your own, that you have to organize with like-minded men and women for territory of your own, that you must organize to control your own politics, and that everything that you're talking about is political. If it's where your bus stops or where you go to school or what you learn or what you wear, that is a political decision, as we learned in our national summit. You must understand that black nationalism demands that you talk about fighting the white law and enacting what's called black law. And so we'll talk about all that tonight as we get into the topic of black-on-black violence, what we must do now. And we talk about controlling the black images and controlling our destiny. What must we do to control our images? What we see on the TV, what you view on the movie screen, what you see through the internet, and then what must we do to alter the negative images that are cast and broadcast all over the planet Earth about the black man and black woman? What must we do to curb the black-on-black violence that's happening in most all the urban cities of America? Wherever our people are populated, you always have a segment of our people who are heavily saturated in criminal, so-called criminal activity, and so-called street criminality, and they are on a self-destructive genocidal course and path to terrorize each other and terrorize one another. Where did they learn that behavior, and how can they unlearn that behavior? Can it be enacted in the streets? Can we have a real revolution in our neighborhoods, in our towns, in our minds that put down the guns and make us be loving towards one another and respectful towards one another with proper black law? Can we do it, or are we just talking? We're going to talk tonight about the plans of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense to tackle black-on-black violence, one by one, state by state, city by city, town by town, block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood. And if you're scared, fall out now, punk, because this ain't the mission for you. This ain't the mission for you scared-to-death Negroes who's scared to shake your brother and sister's hands, who might have killed a couple of people, or who might have been involved in some criminality, or who may have just been turned backwards by the establishment of the capitalistic blood-sucking ways of white American government. This ain't for you if you're scared to death. This is for those who want to be the soldiers and want to be the scholars and want to be the healers and want to be the saviors, but also in self-defense don't mind being the killers. This is that kind of mission for you. We give thanks to our start in 1989 from a bold black man named Aaron Michaels, who worked to rebuild the work of the Black Panther Party and the Panthers of yesterday, from the Honorable Kwame Ture in Lowndes County, Alabama, to those up there in the Northern California chapter started by Mark Comfort, and those who began under the direction of Minister Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale, and all of them who formed, and we thank them, and we thank those who came after them and before them. We give thanks to Aaron Michaels, and we give thanks for a bold, bald-headed black man who took this organization from a small upstart in Dallas, Texas, and spread this to an international platform. And he took it all over into Kemet or Egypt with him, and took it all into Africa, took it all around the United States of America by car, bus, plane, or train, took it everywhere with him and grew this and started fires of a new Black Panther Party all throughout America that would take root at the 1998 Million Youth March, as he put the fire into the young people and knew that many of the elders are old people, some in their ways, unfortunately, but that the old people could come around if they saw the new people with a new spirit and a new fire and a new drive and a new determination to get a new reality over about our people, that we did not have to be the same old stereotypes over and over again and the same old over and over again. And so we thank the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, the Black Power General, for spreading the organization and having enough faith in the mission to push the mission forward when others did not believe. And even though he made a spiritual transition from amongst us and physically left this earth, we're thankful that he, being a wise general, as wise generals do, prepared brothers and sisters, many in the form and flesh, to carry out the mission as he instilled instructions and instilled guidelines in brothers and sisters to carry on after his passing. And so we're thankful for our chairman emeritus and our national attorney who picked up the torch and carried the banner forward in true warrior fashion, earning the accreditation and title as the attorney at war, and now known as the attorney general, the black man from Howard University, who is president of Black Lawyers for Justice, attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. We give thanks for his work and his labor for 12 years and raising up many men and many women to push this forward and to carry the mission on, no matter what happens, rain, snow, hail, sleet, earthquake, no matter what happens, that the New Black Panther Party would not only be an organization, but that the New Black Panther Party would be an institution that would carry on into the far, far future. And so we know that spirit is in many of you brothers and sisters throughout the hills of North America, registered and unregistered, some who have not made their way yet and others who are coming tonight on Black Power Radio. We're thankful to him and thankful to our brother who is striving hard to carry on both of their names, and standing on a platform being a man trained by both of the above mentioned as a national assistant to the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, 7 years, National Chief of Staff to the Attorney General, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, for 12 years, a man coming up out of Dallas, Texas, with scholars like Dr. Leonard Jeffries and Dr. John Henry Clark, and bringing in the Honorable Minister Farrakhan with a think tank called Myot, hooking up at one point with Brother Aaron Michaels, and then moving on into the mid-90s to hook up with the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad and being his helper all the way up into his spiritual transition, getting all them lessons, getting all those teachings, getting all that sharpening, and now he's prepared for the mission and handling the mission like a champ. I say he handles the mission like Michael Jordan in his prime with his 23 on. No retirement in the rafters, straight to the rim for the slam dunk in your face, punk. Talking about our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga, who will be on with us in the show. And again, for a most serious topic that we want your input on tonight, as we prepare to go to every city we can in America to tell our people to redirect the violence. Stop killing yourselves and stop harming yourselves, especially over drugs that were put in the community by the U.S. government's CIA for the destruction of black people and the Black Power movement. We're still excited over our national summit and still fired up and still invigorated by the hope and the prospects for new realities as we unveiled a national base. And we went through many different workshops dealing with the politics and the economics and dealing with the revolution and dealing with the mission at hand, which is the liberation of our people. There was so much covered that if you missed it, we want to give you a chance to view it again tomorrow night at 8 p.m. as we will view it on National Black Television. And I want to say that National Black Television is heavily entrenched and involved with the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We'll hear tonight from the founder and chief organizer of National Black Television, Brother Kayula Yashiran will be on with us tonight, and he'll talk about the mission of National Black Television. Well, I was going to say Black Power TV, which could be in the works. We're talking about that. But National Black TV, that is on the rise and on the horizon, that is in battle and competition with the old white given Netflix and all that type of stuff that our people are using, that you cannot get paid for and that you cannot make revenue from, and that you get none of that income that you've given to them back. But our brother Kayula has provided a way that when you watch movies and then when you go to view something, no matter what movie it is, whether it's a documentary, whether it's just something straight out the theater, that you're able to make money and put money in your pocket just for watching your movie or television station. And so tomorrow night, we're going to be showing you the national broadcast of the National 2014 Dignity Summit. And if you did not make it to Atlanta, Georgia, this is not the one to miss. If you were not there and you didn't see it, this is not the one for you to decide that you don't want to tune in. This is the one to be at, brothers and sisters. This is the one, by God's grace, that if you have never been to a summit of the new Black Panther Party before, this is the one to start off on. I'm just being real, and I'm not even trying to diss any of the others, and I'm not trying to put them down. I'm just trying to keep it real with you. There was so much that happened over a three-day span and a three-day period, it is literally impossible for me to give it to you in just a few short minutes. We'll try to do our best as we go through the broadcast and we go over the next few weeks of broadcast, bringing you on different guests. We'll also hear from my brother Reginald Muhammad from Clark Atlanta University. And he is, I would say, probably the foremost leader, the foremost forerunner leader on the reparations front that I have seen in a long time. And I know that especially many of the Caucasians out there, those of you listening, that you always like to say that when Black people talk about reparations, that Black people are asking for a handout. But after you hear Brother Reginald Muhammad, or even some Blacks out there say the same thing, after you hear Brother Reginald Muhammad and his exegesis of reparations and why the demand is necessary and the case is necessary, you're going to change your mind. I said you're going to change your mind because you cannot intelligently be a self-loving Black man or Black woman in North America and not understand the demand and the case for reparations. It will probably be almost impossible for you to do so. And so he's going to be on with us tonight in a few short moments. And we will also hear from another revolutionary attorney. You know, we like to keep those revolutionary attorneys around, because sometimes you pigs get itchy out there. You punk police out there get itchy out there. And sometimes the criminal courts, you get a little antsy out there and you want to try your tactics on the Panthers. And so just in case you don't or haven't got enough of many of them behind whoopers you're meeting out there in the streets, we got some legal attorneys out there for you that know how to legally whip your behind from the top to the bottom. And so you'll hear from another revolutionary attorney and an attorney at war who stands firm behind the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And he stands behind our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga. And I'm talking about our brother and attorney, Derek Bozeman, who will be on with us also a little later in the show. And he's going to give you some statistics and kick the ballistic to you as well on the reality of black-on-black crime and violence and the things that he sees on a daily and consistent basis and some of the ways, some of the things that we do as a people, you know, that we allow our rights to be violated, you know, when you're pulled over, violated in the court process. I mean, they know these things, and we were able to cover some of this as we talked during the workshop. We want you to understand that it is important in 2014 to exercise your rights and to not give up your rights and to not talk too much and to not snitch on each other. These are principles you must understand. And you must understand when to shut up and when to ask for an attorney and when to invoke your rights to silence. Don't sign nothing. We want you to understand all this. We don't just want you to understand this from us. We want you to understand this from the perspectives of the attorneys. And so what we want you to do is get prepared in and get focused in. And we want you to get ready as we prepare to hear from my brother Kayula, who, as I said, is that founding piece of National Black Television. And I cannot stress enough how important it is that black people have their own television networks. You have to be sick of the way that Viacom and these other companies portray our people as coons and buffoons. And we have the minstrel shows in a modern context on television. Every black man that you see emasculated and wearing dresses and skirts and sleeping on directors' couches and sleeping with other male actors or female actors within the broadcast just for ratings. You have to be tired of this and have to be upset with the fact that your family is being degenerated live on the screen, and there's no outcry. There's no boycott of Fox. There's no boycott of CBS. There's no boycott of any of the major networks that broadcast our people in a filthy and degenerate way and allow us to be placed in compromising positions that do not display us in the best interest and the best light. And they do this simply because they view us as expendable, because we are disunited, and because we are disjointed, and because our voice is not one cry. They can do this, and we take it, but they do not do this to the so-called Jews. They do not do this to a united brown community, or a united yellow community, or a united red community. They don't do that to any people but us because of our disunity. And so we're saying in the new Black Panther Party that we will fight every negative image, tooth and nail, whether coming from white folks or from our own people, from the top to the bottom in America and elsewhere, for the benefit of our babies, our children, and our future. Our children need better examples than just athletes and entertainers. They need better examples than just ball players and those who can make rap videos and be wearing fur coats when it's hot outside with rented vehicles. As we talk to our sister Joni at the workshop, who's behind the scenes in the entertainment industry, and she told you about how everything that you see in the camera screen and the camera shot is placed there on purpose. Every color, every frame, every motion, every movement. Nothing that you see on the television screen, whether it's video, whether it's cinematic or what have you, is there by accident. Even the subliminal stuff, if you study that, the subliminal things that are found on the movie screen, found in the TV screen, found on the cartoons, all of that. That's why it's called radio programming and television programming. Ask yourself, what are they programming you to and what are they programming you for? You can look at the results of the programming out there in your neighborhoods. If your people are killing each other and they've been watching Menace to Society, watching Belly, if they're watching Boys in the Hood, if they're watching Scarface, you can understand what the programming is about. All of the major broadcasts that are broadcast to us mostly are not of a positive nature. They're always about violence, always about death, always about destruction, always about genocide. And it's broadcast to us on a daily basis, a daily and consistent basis. We are broadcast death and destruction. So we're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to talk about it right now as we get into this discussion. And it's definitely a discussion that we must have tonight about controlling our images and fighting back. And you remember the quote from Dr. Huey P. Newton many years ago, about 20 years ago now, where he said, over 20 years ago maybe, where he said that you cannot expect America to produce positive black male and black female images. I'm going to say it again. He said it, you cannot. This is Dr. Huey P. Newton, Minister of Defense. He said you cannot expect white America to produce positive black male or black female images. And it's been well over a decade since he made that statement. And we have to look at the reality of it, that white America is not interested in producing positive images for black men and black women. That when you go to watch a movie, normally if there's black people in the movie, the black man or black woman is the first to die in that movie. And there's something wrong with that, that they're telling you flat out in the movie that they want you dead first in the movie. Some of the characters, I watched the movies like, what was that, 21 Years a Slave, I think it was. And the character David Banner played, David Banner probably didn't make it, he probably didn't make it 10 screenshots, and he was already dead. As soon as the movie come on, Banner, take it out. And Banner, David Banner, brother David Banner, is a very intelligent black man. And I know that he's just playing a role, but I'm talking about a deeper principle, that he didn't even make it 10 screenshots. And as soon as the credits finish rolling and the movie kicks in, he's a dead man on the floor, blood gushing out of his head. Something wrong with that black man and black woman. And so we got to talk. And we're also going to take your calls. The number to call is 646-478-4447. 646-478-4447. The number one puts you in the call queue. And you'll have to get into this most poignant discussion on the images that are displayed to our people, in particular our youth, children, and what's going on in the inner cities of America with the civil war in the streets as a result of these images and a result of the music and a result of the radio programming called gang violence and genocide that's happening on a daily and consistent basis. I wonder if our brother Kayula is on yet. And if he's not, we'll take some of your calls and get him right on. But we'll go to our first caller here. Let's see if this is him. Your area code is 562-239. 562-239. This is Black Power Radio. You're on live. Give us your question, your comment, your thoughts. Welcome in Black Power.
Black Power, brother. National Chief of Staff. Brother Ali out here on the West Coast, how are you, brother?
Black Power, West Coast General, I'm doing fine. How are you, my brother?
Oh, brother, wonderful, brother. No, brother, I love the show. And you're consistent as usual, brother, about the image of our people. And like you said, Dr. Huey P. Newton said, brother, they're not going to produce positive images, you know, under white supremacy. Brother, they can't. You know what I'm saying? We both can't be on top. So one's got to be on top, one's got to be on the bottom. And like you said, no matter how they sugarcoat it, it always keeps rolling back around. I can remember in the 70s when you had heroes like Freddie Williamson and Jim Brown, where they were knocking the white boy out and taking the white girl. But have you noticed how those images started deteriorating over the years, you know? And like you said, the brother's more feminine. Nowadays, brothers can't get on television or get in the screen unless they're as feminine as women. I know you noticed that.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir, brother. So, you know, and I worked in Hollywood 10 years, but I noticed the type of black man they like, you know. And I would watch a lot of the actors come in. It was amazing what I saw on camera and off camera. And I'm not going to drop no names right now, but brother, you're on point as usual. Thank you for the show, and brother, we're gonna work hard to. We're gonna break all these stereotypes. There's a new black man and black woman coming very soon. Black Power, brother.
We have to break the stereotypes because the stereotypes are killing us, brother Ali. They're killing us, and so we're gonna have to work hard, double time, triple time, and overtime to break the stereotypes. And so we're going to have to get you black on the show to talk about your experience in Hollywood and what you faced and what you saw, so that we can get that behind the scenes in-depth look on what's really going on, so we can combat it straight up, brother.
Brother, I tell you what, if you yourself, the national chairman, can give me permission, brother, because you know, like you said, we have to watch what we discuss, how we talk, and names we drop. But if I have permission from the national, brother, I will tell the whole story, brother. I was there 10 years, brother. I saw brothers and sisters that were fag and lesbo, man, you wouldn't have thought. You know what I mean? Because I saw them when they came in. I would park their cars. I took care of their families, things like that. It was amazing, brother. And just the shysters and the ones that were supposedly standing with our people and standing on the red, black, and green. And they were total sellouts, brother, and sambos. It was amazing, brother, what I saw. But, brother, that's for another show.
Yes, sir, it is for another show, but it's a show we're going to have in the very near future. Thank you, Brother Ali, for your comments. I want to bring our guest in, but, again, very, very important topic. And, brother, stay tuned to ask our guest some more questions. Thank you. Black Power.
Black Power, brother.
All right, brothers and sisters, you know, I'm telling you, what I'm saying to you about this Hollywood thing and these images is real. And you've heard a firsthand account from a black man who has worked that and worked the security and been behind the scenes and seen some things. And we're going to talk to him direct very soon, so you can hear it right from not the horse's mouth, but right from your brother's mouth. I want to bring in our brother who is hard working. He's working hard on the ground. And I done seen him in quite a few venues in a short amount of time. I mean, the man has been all with the SCLC and been there with White House and things with President Obama, and been all on the ground with Tuskegee, Alabama. You all saw him. He had interviewed with Attorney Malik Shabazz down there with the Nation of Islam events. And he just did our National Dignity Summit, 2014 Summit. And I'm talking about, if you have not seen the promo, you can go to YouTube. He'll tell you where that link is, or go to his page. Or you can go to my page on Facebook and look at it. But it's some top-notch work, and he makes us proud doing that kind of work. And so, brothers and sisters, I want you all to welcome to Black Power Radio our brother, no stranger to the mission, no stranger to the cause, and a man who is combating the negative images of the black man and black woman throughout North America and the world. Please help me to welcome my brother Kayula Yashiram. Black Power, peace and blessings. You on, brother?
Black Power, I'm on.
All right, Black Power, my brother, Black Power, and welcome. And tell us, my brother, what are you doing? What is the idea behind this national black television? I've heard so much about it and had a chance to see. It has taken the world by storm. And literally, even though you've been out for a while, it's like it's come overnight to some of us. Kind of tell us what you're doing and what this movement is about.
Well, the movement mainly is about trying to bring about social and economic change on behalf of black people. I mean, as we all know, conversation rules the nation. And so that's how you begin a nation, with conversation. And one of the things you mentioned tonight, which we totally agree with here at National Black Television, is for our people to unite or reunite and come together based, regardless of your religious dexterity and your different ideologies. It's time for us to come together and fight this beast. And if we don't, we're going to forever be, you know, ruled and controlled by the ideas and the philosophies of other people. And that's the mission of MBTV, to stamp out Hollywood, to prevent them from controlling the images of the black man.
We're sending for transportation for the food for tomorrow.
Yeah, right here. That's all I got.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay. And put us in position to have total control over the edit board and the storyline and the imagery of our stories. I mean, right now, you know, we are being controlled by others. BET, of course, is now owned by Viacom. So you don't see the sit-downs anymore like you did in the 90s with Ed Gardner and some of our great journalists who was controlling the ideology of how we thought in this country and was putting on content on that network that was relevant to the historical position as it relates to black people going back 10,000 years when our great ancestors in Egypt, of course, ruled this world. And that type of stuff was found
That's
on
right.
BET back in the 90s. But you're not going to see that today because it's owned by those Jews, as you strongly mentioned earlier. And so this is the purpose of NBTV. Now that we see, if you try to go public, and I will mention that, and if you don't understand what that means, is when your company, of course, attempts to sell shares to the open public on the market, and you know, you're on either the Dow or the NASDAQ or any of those things, and people can buy into the company. Well, we know as black people that's not a good thing. One man will become a billionaire, but the rest of the people are going to be poor. So it's never good for us to go public. So that's one thing I can guarantee you, that that won't ever happen with NBTV, is Stan Leverage Jr. take the company public so I can become a billionaire and just get a thing to white people. This is not about becoming rich. NBTV is not to – this is not, I'm not here to become rich. I already got a little money. So that's not what my purpose is. My purpose is to control the images of our people and put us in a position where we're going to show ourselves before the world in a positive, dignified way, which we all know has not ever been done consistently in this country. When we had an opportunity to do it, I will say, suggest to say, from about 89 to 99, they zapped us. Bob was putting on the HBCUs, and all of that stuff was positive that was on BET. All of the credible historians was coming on there dropping serious science to our people before the millions of black Americans in this country. But once they got whim to that, they despised him. They paid him out. You know, he got egotistical some kind of way and, you know, wanted to buy airlines and, you know, and airports and those kind of, you know, really, that's a good idea, but you're not going to do that in America. Because the white man that took this land and this cracker got all kind of weaponry that, I mean, you know, we would have to find new weapons or chemicals or something like that to beat this fool. So if we want to invest, let's develop land in Africa, which is in my best interest, I think, in all of our best interests, and develop us a new city or a new state there. Meanwhile, we make a decent amount of money here, control our imagery here, and put our children in position to be exposed before the world in a light that we haven't been exposing ourselves in a long, long time. And technologically, NBTV, I would suggest to say, is the latest and the greatest, because we're doing what social media demands, and we're on every modern, you know, device that you can think of as it relates to iPads and cell phones, computers, and every type of device, smart TVs, every device you can think of, you can find NBTV on. And we won't go cable. There's another thing we won't do. And people want to know why you want. We don't want the quick money. We want to remain an online television network that's based on subscribers and subscribers alone. We will never go cable. I can go cable tomorrow and get a station, call Comcast. Hey, I want to drop my station on your network. How much? They'll take it. They want black content. They don't mind, but they're also going to control what we broadcast on the network for a couple of million. And I don't
right.
want to do that. I don't want to do that. So we're going to remain on the internet broadcasting, and we're going to give the people what we want to give them every single time.
So brother Stanley, so in your opinion, do you think that that's the best route to go in 2014? Would you encourage other black entrepreneurs or people who are looking to get in that similar field of broadcasting? Would you say that the internet
for the black
is the
man, yes. For the black man in America, yes. He's not going to survive in the satellite cable industry. He can survive financially, but he's not going to survive from an idealistic perspective. He's not going to survive from a philosophical perspective. He's not going to win that battle. He's going to have to cartel his ideology. He's going to have to cartel his philosophy. He's not going to be able to be strong as he want to be. He's going to have to eat a little to get that money. So when you see brothers going on cable, well, you already know they done sold out a little bit. And I'm not saying that they're not, you know, good people, but they're not going to be able to give you that heat. They can't do it. There's too many laws and licenses in that, brother. I don't even want to get into all of that, but you're going to be white, man, period.
Yes, sir. That's, I mean, that's the information that we need, because there's other brothers and sisters in Saudi.
They can do it. God, you know, bless them. I ain't hating on nobody, but in terms of strength, in terms of power, no, brother. No, you're going to be cartel. They're going to get into that ideology. Okay? You're not going to be in full control. And that's something that I don't want to give up.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So tell us, my brother, now, that's an important part. Now, tell us a little bit about your start, how you got started. How did you begin?
Well, basically, you know, MBTV started back in 2003. To be perfectly honest, my dear brothers and sisters, it started out by being a radio television broadcast. And before we went into actually streaming, we was doing a radio show on MBTV. That's how the website initially began. And then we did that for about three years, and somewhere around 2008 we started streaming. So we've been streaming now on the network for 6 years. 2009, we started doing football games, HBCU football games, high school football games. 2010, we kept it going. I've streamed football games in every black conference in the country, the SIAC, the CIAA, the SWAC, and the MEAC. They all know me. All of those athletic directors are familiar with me. Every president and every black university is familiar with me. I've interviewed every major coach in all of HBCU sports, football and basketball. And so that's how the network began, by doing radio on nationalblack2003.com. That's how the website started, nationalblack2003.com. And we changed the URL to NBTV back in 2008, and we've been that ever since. But the company itself began in 2003.
Okay, so all the way back in 2003, you all...
Oh, yeah, well, I was streaming radio. Like y'all doing, I've been streaming radio on my website for over 10 years.
Okay.
I stopped streaming radio and went to doing television.
That's important. So you
I was streaming way when YouTube and them was starting to do all of that stuff back in 2005. The only difference is, you know, white people, they got money. And when you got money, you can program more. And you can advertise better, and that's how they can get everybody. It's not that they're more technologically sound and they have more creative ability. They don't. They have more money than I have, which puts them in a position where they can advertise better and market better. There's things that I'm doing in national black television that the white community from a technological standpoint and a creative standpoint as it relates to programming, if I have some programmers online, the white community has never done. They've never went to a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week broadcast network online. They haven't even done it. I was the first one to do it in the world.
Nice. That's nice.
In the whole world. I mean, there's videos out there that express that.
That's heavy.
I launched MBTV 24/7. Listen, I was doing sitcoms and five-part series 3 years ago. I was doing that with Alabama State and Alabama A&M. I'm talking about a five-part series, like a mini-series.
Yes, sir.
I was doing that on the Internet. On the Internet.
Yes, sir.
See, the stuff that Netflix and them doing now, they got their little show. I've been doing all that crap. They late. They Johnny come late. They stealing from me. The only thing they got is money.
Right.
They got more money. And they got, well, with money, you can have more programmers so you can beat people. If I bring in the right, and I'm going to bring in some revolutionary programmers as I get more money, I can beat the white. I can beat him, but he can be beat easily. I mean, from a technological standpoint, I know everything about this business. I'm going to take my servers up out of here. I'm bringing them to Africa. I'm going to buy my own data center. And the man can be beat, man.
Yes, sir.
The man can be beat, man.
Don't give all your plans away yet.
No, I ain't gonna give him all away. I don't care. I know the game. I know it. Look, he cannot unless he put a. He can't stop Stan Leveridge Jr. I can beat the people with the right revenue, the right revolutionary people around me. Them people can be beat.
No doubt about
it. I'm more creative than they can ever dream of being.
I know that.
They don't even have our type of mind.
It's true.
They just don't.
That's true, brother. That's true. That's true. And that's what has to keep you on top and keep that edge that you have. I got a chance to see you and your team work during our national summit. And that was my first time seeing you all move like that. Tell the audience, our radio listening audience, how important it is to have a good team behind you like that.
Well, let me be honest with you. Those brothers that's been with me, all of them have been with me for 4 to 5 years plus. And I don't bring anybody in my infrastructure. You got to pass the litmus test. And I just don't bring you up in here because I don't know who you are. I got to know that you represent black power. I got to know that you represent bringing about social and economic change for the black man, not only in America but throughout the world. I got to know that you know that the white man is the devil. I got to know that you know these things. I don't care what your technological experience is. I don't care what your degrees are. If you don't have that in the center of your heart, your mind, and your soul, you're not coming around Kyla Ben Yasha Ryan. You're not coming around me, buddy. I can tell you that now. And them guys that you seen with me, I promise you on everything in my soul, they've been with me for over 5 years. The old man who was protecting me has known me for 9 years. And ever since he met me, he called me the Messiah. I ain't going to get into that, but I'm going to just say this. You're not just going to come around me and be in my infrastructure. I got to get a chance to know you and feel you, and we'll scout you out and test you and do you some things and find out if you can make it with us. If you can't, you ain't coming around us no more. That's how that goes. We just don't let anybody in our organization.
That's beautiful. And you're not supposed to. You're supposed to keep that thing tight.
It's very tight. Them boys been around me, man. They we like the Panthers, man. They're killed for me, man.
Absolutely.
And they love me. They love what we stand for. Let me say that. They love what we stand for. It ain't even about me. It's what National Black stands for. You know, they love the whole mission, purpose, and goal, and everybody want to see our network go to the next level and impact our people in a positive way. That's all we want to do.
Absolutely. I think we share the same vision, like I told you in Atlanta, like I told you there. We share that same vision. I personally, let me speak for myself, but I personally view National Black Television as the Black Power TV of the black nation. I view it I view it like all of our people should be tuned in to National Black Television. Now, tell our people a little bit more about how to subscribe, what's the process, and I know you were mentioning something about being able to get paid while you watch TV. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, we made it accessible for our people, man, because we don't want to be like some, you know, dogs. Or they just want to get rich. No. You can build an organization within the organization when you're talking about National Black Television. Once again, with our creativity and our love for the people, we decided to give our people an opportunity to get paid to be a part of our network. So you're not going to find that with Netflix, Hulu, or any of the other subscription-based networks that's out there. Not even YouTube. And we even have the ability to give everybody channels and all that crap. But that's not what it's about. Before we do that, we want to more importantly get the support of the people. And we put folks in position, of course, to make money off the network. Basically, it's a two-tier scenario where everyone gets a promo code, and everyone that signs up under your promo code, you get paid $1 for them signing up on MBTV. So if you're able to bring over 2,000 people to the network, well, now you're making $2,000 a month off the network. And say, for instance, those people bring on 5 people apiece. Well, that's 5 people times 2,000. So not only you can make 50 cents off them, so not only are you making money from the people that you bring to the network, but you're making money off the people who bring to the network.
So they basically, the people that they're bringing to watch National Black Television, they're putting money in their pocket just by telling people to subscribe to the TV.
Absolutely, just by telling people to subscribe to the network.
Now tell us just flat out how that automatically destroys Netflix and all the other competition.
Well, they're not giving that to the people. They're not offering that caveat to the public. I mean, Netflix has 40 million subscribers, man, plus. I mean, they're driving in billions of dollars to that corporation a year. That's a Fortune 500 corporation. I mean, that's the biggest subscription-based conglomerate in the world. No cable network is bigger than Netflix. That's another thing I want to touch on, too. And you, everyone on the line need to become aware of, subscription-based networks online are bigger than your what you would consider your cable networks in your local area. So, like, you may have Comcast, Time Warner, Cox, you know, every city have their own little cable providers. Well, online subscription networks are bigger in the finance pool. They're bigger than those networks. They're much bigger. So you're going to have a greater opportunity to do well on a subscription-based network as opposed to if you had cable. And that's on the business side.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Well, no, we're with you. We're listening. We totally listen to you. That's what
okay.
We're going to hear.
Right.
That's,
see, a lot of people are not aware of that.
So basically, the internet is driving more in terms of traffic and broadcasting. That internet broadcast is where you want to be.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's bigger than cable.
And it makes a lot of sense.
It's much financially is bigger. Plus, you reach a bigger market. You know, when you're doing internet broadcasting, you can tap into, you know, countries outside of your country who speak your language. You know, one in particular, you got Jamaica we can tap into. You got Nigeria and Africa we can tap into. We got South Africa we can tap into. We can literally market in those areas and tap into them, but you got to have the revenue coming in to tap into those markets, which Google have done very successfully. So internet broadcasting is 10 times better than your regular cable networks. It's not even in the same league. The only thing that makes you be so stuck to the television is because the major networks have not went online. So now it's a psychological thing that CBS, Fox, ABC, they bring you the news. That's psychological that they bring you the news.
Right.
It's psychological that you think that news is credible. Not to mention they have people that they can pay in different areas around the world that could give a story. Now, that story may not
true.
Be true.
That's
but because
true.
You think that's the best place to get a story, that's where you go. So it's all subliminal right now. But in terms of dollars and cents, online black broadcasting will blow traditional broadcasting out the water. It'll blow it out the water. They know that. They're scared of the Netflix CEO. They're scared of that boy. He makes all that money, and he can just do damn near anything. He's starting to do sitcoms now. Just watch when he start doing movies.
Mm.
Which is, I have, yes. He already has the base. He got $40 million on there, plus.
Yes, sir.
So this, you're talking about the whole broadcasting paradigm is about to change. If I garner the black community, there will be major changes in America. If I establish a relationship with Tyler, just give me some of that stuff from Lionsgate, and I'm talking to them now. There's going to be major changes in America. You're talking about 24 hours in a day. So I could run this stuff on it. That's 24 hours of programming. So some periods at 5 o'clock, we're going to go hot with black power. You know, because I'm already a revolutionary brother. You already know that.
Oh, I know that to
so
be a fact.
That's at the center of my heart.
And you said Lionsgate and all the lobby knocking at the door.
Yeah, I'm going to buy some of that material because I want the people that are totally brainwashed to that material from Tyler. It's not that it's good. They're just brainwashed. Then they get the Reverend Ike and them preaching that foolishness every Sunday. So they're brainwashed.
Right.
You got to give them that. You got to give them that to warm.
Got to be some versatility.
Yes. You got to be tactful. It's chess, man. But I'm that's a whole philosophical aspect of this. But at the end of the day, I represent black power all day. I'm a revolutionary first.
No doubt. On that note, now answer me this question: How important are the images in terms of what's viewed to our people and our young people in regards to what happens to the streets. Does the image, does it affect the gang culture and the violence, or does it have something?
Here's my ideas on the gang culture and those images. Obviously, we need to change that paradigm. We all agree, those of us who are wiser and older and understand what's best for our people. So we're going to broadcast the negative aspects of the community with people who have the knowledge and the wisdom to be able to let our young people know this ain't the place for you. This ain't the life for you, son. You need to be doing this, that, and the third so that you can become a real man or a real woman and take care of your family. So obviously those type of things are happening in the black community. But are our people knowledgeable to come out of those situations? In many cases, no. So at the end of the day, the major problem with those individuals that are in gangs or that are in distressed neighborhoods around this country, I'm from one myself, New Orleans, Louisiana, it's because they lack knowledge. They're ignorant about certain things. They're ignorant about their history. They're ignorant about what it takes to become successful in this modern-day society. And we need to be able to show these young people what it's going to take for them to be able to eat in this world so that they can change their paradigm. Otherwise, unfortunately, some of the negativity that's happening in our metropolitan communities across the country in urban cities, you know, they'll continue.
Definitely. Does it have anything to do, in your opinion, with the images that's broadcast by the major corporations?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're responsible for it. They're responsible. Don't get... God, now I'll be all night with this one. Because, see, the whole rap game, okay, those guys have to talk about what they're thinking about, or the major distributors won't distribute their album. They're basically selling their soul, brother, and they're selling the people's soul. Because now you got these young kids really believe that this is what you have to do in order to, this is what you have to do in order to be this. I have to be hard. I have to be this. I have to be that. You know, they talking that foolishness that they talking on these stupid rap songs, and I have to call them that. You understand what I'm saying? And the major distributors are mandating that they put that type of evil out there before our people. So your major radio stations, they all in on it. They all in on it. So this is a war against the black man and the black woman in America. That those who are in the Fortune 500 company executives, they despise you and I. That's right. And they're going to continue to do it until people like you and myself and the rest of brothers and sisters speak out against it, stand up, and ultimately at some point in the media arena, stop it.
Okay, so as a broadcaster, what would you say would help to, you know, of course we know now we're ready to tune in and chime in with National Black TV, but just on a grassroots level, as a broadcaster and a producer, what are some steps that the people can do to put a halt to some of those images and things that they see?
We need to continue to use YouTube and other viable broadcasting platforms to our better interest. We need to show our children how to use these cell phones and these smartphones, because all of this stuff is tied into this thing. And that's how we're going to change the paradigm. That is the only way we're going to change the paradigm. You have to use these YouTubes and all of this kind of stuff for what it's worth. Those of you who can't afford $7.99 a month, kids and stuff like that, use the YouTube. But be aware of NBTV. Be aware of a network. Tell your parents of a network where they can go and get credible information on behalf of African Americans or the black community in this country. Be aware of National Black. Tell people as much as you can. Join National Black Television. Support that network. They're trying to do something positive on behalf of the black community, all at the same time using the other platforms to change our ultimate image as it relates to black people in this country.
That even goes back to what you were saying about the parodies and all of that with the images of the men in skirts and dresses. What's your thoughts on that, brother? If the images of the black man being viewed...
Well, the bottom line is the white man got money, and those brothers who are going on those shows are willing to sell their soul for money, even to the point where they no longer want to even be a man. They'll get plucked in the butt for a duck, for a buck. I mean, you know, that's disgusting. It's sick. And that's what we have went. We'll do anything. Oh, yes, sir, master. Put it in the boot hole. You know, that's sad, man, when all of your major images on what y'all would consider television, which is, in my mind, buffoonery. But, you know, these guys are gay. Every black man on CNN gay. I don't watch the crap. Every one of them gay. That's letting you know that Ted Turner despises you and I. That man don't like us. He don't like us. He would rather put a sissy on there to represent you and me. I don't watch it. I don't watch it, man, because they're trying to totally disrespect the black man. And until we see this stuff and these crazy black preachers, we got a lot of issues in our community, man. People telling them everything all right. Now, in Africa, they'll kill you for that kind of foolishness. But over here, the black people mixed up and confused and accepting anything. So when you got all these kind of crazy doctrines running around here telling the people that they, you know, you can be sweet and, you know, and some of our major people, they old, the Al Sharpton and other, we got to knock them off. We got to knock them, not knock them off literally, but knock them. Look, man, go sit down. But you're old and tired. You can't be telling our people they could be a sissy.
Yeah, tired of it.
Let me say this to you, and I'm going to have to say it tonight. I'm not in support of Al Sharpton. Anytime you come out and tell black people they can be a sissy, I'm not, you're done. Man, that's blasphemy, man. I'm not in support of what the other one is, the wolf or whatever you call it, the fire. What that man? I don't even know the man's name. He come on. I think of it anyway. But then I ain't in support of them old men. I'm not in support of them, man. Jesse, none of them, bro. And I started out dealing with them, but they too sweet. They too sweet for me, and I cannot allow my soul to just think, to just do anything. You can't just do anything. I got a son. I got daughters. I don't
that's
want my
right.
children to think you can just be any kind of way. Nah,
right.
I ain't with that. I'm not with it.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not with that, bro. I mean, we got to set a precedence for our people, man, for our young men and our young women. We not just going to be willy-nilly. Nah, I ain't with that, brother.
Brothers and sisters, you're listening right now to Brother Kayula Yashuba, a brother with National Black Television. We want to take your calls. Number 646-478-4447. Again, 646-478-4447. With combating the negative black male images, we'll go to a call area. Area code is 404-914. 404-914. You're on live Black Power Radio. National Black Television, your thoughts, your comments. Welcome, Black Power.
Peace, everybody. I was calling just, you know, timing a little bit. You know, I usually don't, you know, make phone calls as far as Luck Duck Radio is concerned. But, you know, I feel like chiming in today. First, I would like to salute my brother Stan. You might have an idea who I am as I'm talking. But I just want to say a few things real quick. A lot of us at this point know that the images that's being projected, you know, on the major media networks is very negative when it comes to us black men. That is, you know, something that's been happening for a while. And just like the brother Stanley said, you know what I mean, we have the opportunity now to change things because we have access to the internet. And NBTV is like a jewel that we have right now, something golden that we can really use, you know what I mean, to have a great impact on our people. Now, that's one of the first things I want to say. Now, second thing I want to add is, at this point, I don't feel like, you know, the white man is the devil, the white man is this and that, is something we have to even focus on. You know, things being what they're being for a while, they're still going to be like that as long as we keep complaining. You know, at this point, it's about action. And it's not necessarily going to take anger to do this. Like, we just got to be smart at this point. We have to be focused on contributing to the advancement of the continent. Like, we have to really understand how much our future relies on how much influence we have on the continent. Everybody is going there. Everybody, you know, everybody know. The Asians are all over the place now, and they're getting ground. What do we do? We have to start investing back home. We have to invest. We have to buy land, as much land as possible, and start making the transition back home, traveling between the continent and here. to have as much political influence as possible, organize the people, getting to their minds. And for me, that can be a power base. That can be the center of our power, where if Africa is more powerful, then we can influence the rest of the diaspora. I didn't want to say too much, but I just want to put that in.
Yes, sir. We certainly appreciate that. And, Brother Stanley, you want to respond to that comment?
Yeah. That's my dear brother, Biko. I'm familiar with the brother. Biko, they know my name, Kyler Ben. You could call me by my name. But I think what you're saying, dear brother, you're definitely on it. And I definitely support that initiative, being you one of the brothers in my circle who support me and one of my comrades. You're right on it, my brother. I echo those ideas. But at the end of the day, we have to control our image. We cannot allow other people to do that for us. We have to do that for ourselves. And that's why we have MBTV, a network that's geared to give the black community an opportunity to expose themselves in a way that we haven't done in this country ever, you know, where we can write our own scripts for sitcoms, for movies, miniseries, shoot our own live shows, whether it's the Summit for the Black Panthers or whatever we would like to do, our own, you know, Sunday skits. It doesn't matter. Whatever creativity you come up with, you draw up your skit, you draw up your script, you have your actresses, your actors to play the roles, let's get it done. I mean, that's what we want to do here at MBTV and put ourselves in position to control our image. That's what it's all about. That's why we're in solidarity and with the new Black Panther Party, who I feel is one of the most revolutionary organizations in this country. And they have the right mission. They have the right goals. They have the right ideas. And we are going to support them 110% going forward due to the fact that a lot of the organizations that we've worked with in the past, from the head perspective, you know, is weak. They're addressing the idea in the political scheme of the organization to gain federal dollars. That's something that MBTV don't have to ever worry about. I don't get no grant money from no government. So you don't have to worry about me saying, well, the gays, they are right. I'm not going to get on the news and say that politically in front of people to get some federal bucks, because I ain't shaking hands with none of them crackers. I don't need their money. I don't need them for nothing. All I need them to do is shake my hand. Hey, good job. Yeah, good job. Get the hell out of my way. You understand? I'm not in cahoots with them kind of people. So when you see National Black Television, you see an independent, owned broadcasting network that's headed and controlled by our own. And I want that to be stressed.
We love it. Brothers and sisters, 646-478-4447, 646-478-4447. I want to talk about the National Summit that you were a part of, and you were very much a part of it, Brother Billy. You were there. You saw the sights and sounds. What was your take on the NASDAQ 2014 Dignity Summit, and what were some of the things that you experienced on that day?
Well, I tell you, man, that was a historical actual weekend, to be perfectly honest with you, in terms of having the opportunity to broadcast the new Black Panther Party, being that I was the only major network there covering the event, which I was pleased about. They could have had others, but, of course, I was pleased about it. And I thought that from a leadership standpoint, the leadership as it relates to the chairman, Hashim Nzinga, is doing a phenomenal job taking the helm from none other than Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. He's definitely on the right track. I love the brother. I love his spirit. And I know he means well for the organization and for black people at large. And so what I took from that experience was, this is an organization, from my observation, that loves one another. That's what I took from that particular weekend. You guys supported each other. You was there to defend each other at all costs. And that was one of the things that, you know, really turned me on about the Panthers and made me recognize that as I've been around the country dealing with all of our so-called major black organizations, National Urban League, Rainbow Push, NAACP, I've dealt with them all, SCLC, I've dealt with them all from the top to the bottom. I like the New Black Panther Party because you guys were not the most organized, but you had the most love for each other. I recognized that immediately, and that's what tied me with you. That's what I like. I'm into the love. I ain't into all of the singing, dancing, okay, you got the lights going, but you're giving all your money to white people. I see what some of these organizations are doing. Got money, but they give it to white people, and I know that's because of their Christian beliefs and this, that, and the third. So, and I can respect that. I'm not going to mandate my beliefs on nobody. But when it comes down to being solely for black people, being solely in love with black people and wanting to see black people go as far as we possibly can go, from my observation, I love what the Panther Party is doing. And I would like to continue to be in support and in solidarity with the mission, goal, and purpose of the organization, as long as it's trying to help our people to bring them to the next level.
Love it, brother. 646-478-4447. We'll take another call here. The area code is 270-889. 270-889. You're live with Black Power Radio. Our brother Kajula and Yashua and National Black TV. Talk to us online. Go right ahead. Question or comment? Call it 270-889. Your microphone's open. Go ahead and talk. Okay, they may not know that one. We'll go to another call. Your Eric call is 678-732. 678-732. You're on live Black Power Radio. Brother, I'm reading the wrong one. I'm sorry. 330-573-330-573. You're on live Black Power Radio. Come on, National Black Television. Your question, your comment, please. Welcome, Black Power.
Black power, brother.
Black power.
Black power.
This is Greg, Brother Mo.
Yes, sir.
Is Brother Mo from Ohio for the Black Panther Party out there. How's everyone doing?
All right. Well, good. How are you, sir?
I'm great. I'm kind of talking low. I'm walking towards the door. I'm at the University of Akron right now working on a gerontology paper for my major in exercise physiology, which I'll be done with next year. But I just wanted to get to a more private place for this conversation because I am on campus and I don't want to disrespect anyone with some things I might want to say. You with me, brother?
I'm
yes,
with
sir.
You, brother.
Yes, sir. You got a question for Brother Kajula?
Yeah, the brother made some comments that I was interested in because I am a gang member also. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I'm 43 years old. I joined the Crip gang in 1984. I used to be a Blood first in 1981 when we first moved to California from Providence, Rhode Island. I started organizing with this program, and I like what the brother was saying, that we got to bring these factions together. I like what he's saying about the Black Panther Party having love, but one thing I heard him say was we wasn't the most organized, which was kind of funny because we aren't the most organized. We are restructuring right now, and I know this call right here, I was invited on by my brother Daryl, who I got love for. Haven't met yet, but I got love for the brother. He's a true soldier. He's a national minister director for the Black Panther Party under Brother Hashim Azimba, or I really don't know his name because I represent with Brother Kahar. And Sister Crystal has started the Black Panther Party. That I didn't know there was a new Black Panther Party here also. But I'm down with all Black Panthers. I got love for every Panther. There's no such thing as two or three or four different Panthers. It's one Panther. I don't care who's your leader. I don't care who you follow under. If you're a Panther, you're a Panther with me. So we Panthers together. There's only one Black Panther. And I agree with the brother, you know what I'm saying, this hip-hop imagery. I worked in Hollywood for years. I still work for Babyface in Hollywood, doing A&R work sometimes. Sometimes I run into the brothers here and there. I worked in the studio as a studio supervisor at the Track and Place from 1997 to 2002. And the imagery is correct. These brothers do go out there and they do get kind of funny style on you. If you don't get funny style back, you ain't on the next song. You ain't doing no production deals if you ain't pulling your head, your pants down to your heels. It ain't really going to work out for you. I mean, real gangsters, I be looking at the real gangsters now that's still in the industry. I feel kind of suspect because I was in there. I got rap songs. I got Black Power raps. I got gangster raps. But I wasn't pulling my pants down for nobody, not even the bitches, because I thought fraternization would destroy my career, which in Hollywood is the opposite. In Hollywood, if you don't fraternize, that's going to destroy your career. And not only fraternization with homosexuality and sex, it's fraternization with drugs. You have to get down and do the drugs they do. You can't go to the Hollywood parties. Those Hollywood parties don't mean, yeah, it's just a party. You're going to go shake your ass and do the Soul Train line. It's going to be a different kind of line. It ain't going to be the Soul Train line. It's going to be a line, but not the Soul Train line. And you're going to have to get on that.
Yes,
you're going to be on that line. You're going to be smoking that dope, snorting that coke in the back room, doing what you don't want to do. And maybe you find out you like to do it, now you're exposed. Hollywood ain't no joke. The imagery is real. And now they got these new songs by Pharrell. They got a song by Pharrell where they talk about young niggas push that dope. Now, how you going to have a song where you're telling all young baby boys to sell cocaine and you telling us how to do it and you telling them to twist it in the water and the four make a five? A four make a five ain't cocaine. A four make a five is heroin. We all know this.
Absolutely. You raised your great point. But let me give Brother Kajula a chance to respond and we'll respond what you just said. Go right ahead, Brother Kajula.
I like what the brother's saying, and I think he's definitely one who is a sincere brother, one who truly supports the Panther, New Black Panther, all of the Panthers. And, you know, we would definitely love to, keep calling in and keep mobilizing in your local area. Feel free, of course, to join National Black Television. Check us out. Let folks know on the West Coast what we're doing. And help us move this thing forward, man, and put us in position to be able to put our people in position to control our image. That's what this is all about, man, to control our image and be able to set standards that white folks is not going to set for us. We already know what they're going to do. So let's set our own standards. Let's set our own bar, you know, and let's control this thing once and for all.
That's real talk, and let me say, bro, we feel the same way that you feel. We feel that we have to be united as a people and that we're going to have to organize together for the best interests of our people, which is why we're putting shows together like this. We got the major gang summit. Our national chairman, Minister Hashimi Tingle, organizing a national gang summit coming up in June. We want you to possibly take part in and be a part of. And you'll be hearing more information about that. But the main thing is we got to combat these images. You're in a strategic position on the college campus, and so you're entrenched in there to get in the minds and hearts of the people.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go work on that campus and get into their heads and put that Panther ideology and spirit in their minds and hearts and spirits and souls, brother, and spark a revolution in their brain. In Cleveland, you say you're in Cleveland. Cleveland needed. You know, I've been knowing our brother Abdul Kahar for some years, since his days at the Louisville Seven. He's a strong soldier, but he needs support. All Panther regiments need support, and so that we're gonna have to work in a way that makes sense so we can get this mission over. So send our love to Brother Kahar and Sister Crystal and all of those. And you know, whatever's good for black people is good for us. Keep in touch with his brother because we got to do this work in a righteous manner. So black power to you, brother.
Black power.
You just said
that's what's up. And, that's serious, brother Kajula. And, is there something specifically that's geared for the college student that you would like in terms of, like to see off of the campus or would you like the college students to get more involved with the imagery, the artistry, or what can the college students do in 2016?
Well, that's where we began on the college campus, and if there are young Black Panthers on college campuses around this country, I would encourage those brothers and sisters to definitely join forces with National Black Television. Get in touch with, of course, the National Chief of Staff, Sean Khalif, and get information on behalf of National Black Television. If you're listening on the line, those of you who are college students, and join forces with National Black Television. You're right there where they're teaching the technology, at least some of it anyway. You're going to definitely easily be able to learn the information because you're already being exposed to it. They're touching on it on those college campuses, especially if you're taking computer information courses. So we definitely encourage any young man or young woman who is in that industry or in that field of study to contact us and support what we're doing and start broadcasting different things around campus, different programs and things of that nature, and send those files to National Black Television. If you want to do a sitcom or whatever it is to change the image of our people and to be able to put us in a situation where we now control who we are as opposed to somebody controlling us, contact National Black Television, contact our dear brother, the National Chief of Staff here, Sean Khalif, and get in touch with me.
you know, your brother Kayula Ben-Yashirine, CEO of National Black Television, and let's move forward. I mean, I'm willing to work with all of our people who are willing to change the paradigm of the black man and black woman in America.
Exactly. Well, I mean, and we're so inspired. I want to tell you, just as Black Power Radio, we're inspired to hear the fact that you started out as a streaming radio station,
yep,
similar to the way that we're starting and that we've been going right now.
Absolutely.
What are some things, some advice that you can give us, those who work with us on the staff and Black Power Radio, to take things to the next level, because we want to advance this as well to help our people in a better fashion.
I got you. Well, I mean, here's the thing. If you're interested in going video, I mean, you, Sean, you definitely could do it. I mean, you have all of the natural, you know, knack to have your own television show if that's what you want to do at some point. I would encourage you to do it. That would be the first step. I mean, shoot it. Shoot the radio live like you're doing now and re-air it possibly on YouTube, or send me the file and I can re-air it on MBTV. I would love to be able to do something like that. You guys can easily shoot it. It takes nothing. You can shoot it with an iPhone, because those iPhones are in HD, believe it or not. And send me the file, and I'll probably edit it, tweak it a little bit, and drop it on MBTV. But that's a start. You know, that's a start. And then ultimately you can start dropping that same file on the new Black Panther, you know, website, you know, if that's something that y'all would like to do. That's the start of video broadcasting. So you're already doing it, you're just not putting a camera on it.
Right. Just with no camera. That's
you're doing it right now. You just ain't shooting it. You ain't putting that video on there. But once you start shooting video on it, there it is.
Yes,
you know, the edit process and all that kind of stuff, that'll come. People will get, you know, the spirit to want to edit for you. You'll get some college kids to want, man, I'm going to be down with the Panthers. I'm going to edit that. You know, it's going to come, because we got so many talented kids all over this country that they just want to be a part of something, man. They want to be a part of something that's moving. Our children want to be a part of something that's moving. You know, you'd be surprised the 20-year-olds, the 21-year-olds who got tremendous technological skills. They want to be a part of something that's moving. And let me say this to you. The Panthers are moving. And once you start telling them, listen, we need videographers, we need editors, and those different type of skill sets that's needed in video broadcasting today. And, you know, there's some courses that I could train. If you wanted me to do like a little, you know, one-day training course, a two-day training, a weekend training course for college students and high school students and things of that nature. There's so many different initiatives we could focus on to get our kids involved and what we are doing to piggyback on the gifts and talents that they have.
And that's heavy. And we definitely got to talk about all of that, because we're going to definitely need to do all of that. And I agree with you. I agree that the youth today have more talent than what they're given credit for. Have you run into that, that the youth have not been able to express themselves in a way, you know, express their God-given talents, or they've run into some blockage? Have you seen those kind of youth coming up?
Yeah, and one of the reasons is we as their elders, you know, those of us 40 and up, giving them the opportunity to utilize the gifts and talents. This is why MBTV is here. So if you got young men and young women who got gifts, and the white people are going to just mess them up. What I mean by that is they're going to make them use those gifts and talents for their ideas, their philosophies, which supports white supremacy. I don't care what you say. If they go fooling around with those Fortune 500 white corporations, they represent white supremacy. Bottom line, bar none,
okay,
hands down. Now, you're just going to be a paid sample, okay? So here's the key. You need to tell, you run across some of these young people that's, hey, man, call this brother. I could use all of them. I told you what I need, I need more of them, more programmers, more videographers, and more editors. I need as many as the ancestors will put in my face.
Yes, sir. How important is it in today's society, brother, to be linked into that social media? Now, we talked about this some at the summer, but I noticed that, I mean, you talking about the other organizations earlier, but I noticed a lot of organizations don't make use of social media or use it effectively. How important is that social media in today's society?
Well, social media is everything. I mean, that's just all I can say. And any radio station will tell you that. You talk to any GM at a radio station, go talk to any one of them. They'll tell you. Go talk to Kathy Hughes. Go talk to her producers, her executive producers. You don't have to take it from me. They'll tell you how important it is. It's everything. Every major organization is doing it. NFL, the NBA. Come on, how could you not do it? Look at all these people walking around with these mobile phones. You trying to tell me you're not going to be involved with, you got to be foolish, man. That's not wise. You got to do that. That got to be a part of a, that has to be a driving force in your organization, period. And that's another aspect where young people can tie in and we can utilize their gifts and talents.
Absolutely.
Now, that's another aspect where we can use them, you see. So it's different areas where we can tie into our youth.
Right, because it don't seem like, brother, it don't seem like the talents are being maximized. Even on the so-called gang levels, what I've noticed is a lot of these young brothers and sisters who are caught up in these street lives, the talented brothers and sisters, but the avenues have not been opened for them to express themselves or to get their ideas across.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed. We'll take another call here. I see your area code. Let's see if I make sure I got you in here right. Area code, we'll call you 667. There you go. Area code 504-432. Area code 504-432. You're online. Black Power Radio, brother. So you live in Yashiran, National Black Television. Come on with your question, comment. We're talking about comment the negative black images, and we're talking about what can we do to stop the black-on-black violence amongst ourselves. Welcome, Black Power. Go ahead.
Black-on-black violence, what we need to do, get in the community. We talk to these drug dealers. Look, man, I understand you got to make money. Come down and hear what we got to say. Come down and hear what we have to say, brother, because this is you're destroying your people. I know it's a bigger source than us, but we got to talk to these drug dealers who pushing it.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah, we have to talk to them. And then with these black-on-black negative images, first of all, we have to create our own images. We need to stop depending upon other people to create images for us. We need to – look like black people, we just got lazy. We need to create our own images and stop going off of what other people tell us about ourselves.
Yeah, that's important. That sounds like my brother Harold. My brother Harold, he's right there in New Orleans. He's right there from your neck of the woods, black man.
Peace and black power, brother.
Black power, brother.
Okay. I hear that New Orleans in you.
Yeah, that's me, my brother.
How's everything going on down there in the homeland?
Everything all right. Brother, my ex, your name?
I'm Brother Khaled Ben Yasser Ryan with National Black Television.
Oh, okay. National Black Television. Yes, sir. I think I met you, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything all right, brother, down in here. Matter of fact, we need you to come down here.
I'm looking to get down there. Normally, I come home every year for the Classic, and I normally do this year, I didn't do Mardi Gras, and I didn't do Jazz Fest. I'm going to definitely be down there in November. But is anything pressing down there?
Not right now. We still got Mitch Landrieu as the mayor and everything. Not right now. Nothing really happening for right now besides, you know, crime and everything. That's true, Will.
They tell me crime is going down, which is good, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, I know that Ray Nagin, of course, went to jail, the mayor of New Orleans, unfortunately.
Yeah, he went to jail. But I wanted to tell you they had a little 19-year-old that got killed in Wagman across the river. He got shot down. He knew that they were coming to kill him, but he didn't say nothing. So I read about that in the paper. So,
well, you know, New Orleans is unfortunate that those things happen to our young people because of a lack of knowledge. It's one of our urban communities around the country, which I've been to so many, Chicago, L.A., even Vegas, New York, Maryland, Philly. I mean, it's everywhere, man, while people are psychologically, you know, brainwashed due to the fact that corporate America has an attack against the black man and the black woman. And I know people don't want to express it that way, but I will because I've been in the the mm-hmm. corporate rooms with some of these heavyweights in this country who just feel like, hey, we want money at the expense of poor people.
I'm going to say this, brother. Brother, everybody's going along with certain things, but you're going to have one or two of them that's not going to fall into that.
And that's
going to be one or two of them going to they're not going to go along with what's been happening.
And that's a blessing. You sound like you were one of them, and I know I was one of them. And we continue to try to pull brothers out of that snare of ignorance that's taking place. Not just in New Orleans, man, in most of these urban communities around America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, brother, it's nice talk. I don't want to hold up the line because I know they got other people trying to get in.
I appreciate you, brother. You keep fighting the fight down there in New Orleans, man, and we're going to hook up, man. I definitely would like to hook up with you. If you got anything planned down there, you know, don't be afraid to give me a shout, man. And, you know, I'll do what I do to try to make that situation better for you and the Panthers.
All right, brother.
Peace and black power.
Black power.
All right, peace, black power. That's New Orleans new Black Panther Party checking in. Our brother Harold, he's down there, brother, doing the work and building up. We appreciate it. We'll take some more calls. That number is 216-925-216-925. You're on live. This is Black Power Radio. We're talking to the founder, president, leading man, National Black Television, Brother Khaled Bin Yashiran. Talk to us. For your questions or comments, please welcome Black Power. 216-925. You got a question or comment? Your microphone's open.
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
Hey, Sean, it's Brother Kahal, man. How you doing?
What's going on, my brother? How
are you, man? Yeah, man. Yeah, the program on, man. You know, I had to call in on you, man.
Hey, I'm Cleveland, Ohio, my brother.
Hey, man, we doing what we do, man, you know. And, man, I'm seeing that you're doing what you're doing, man. And it's a good thing, man. And I love it, man. I'm glad the brother called from New Orleans and other brothers who's calling in, man. We do what we got to do. And I'm saying, man, that under your vision and the leadership, the formation leadership I'm in, man, one day we got to lock down, man, and, man, we're going to lock this whole country down. And I'm seeing where we're going. So I just want to let you know I'm sending out that Panther to you. You send out the Panther to me, man. Ain't nothing but revolutionary love to you, your family, and definitely the cadres and the community. All right?
Hey, brother, you know, we go way back, and you know this new Black
Panther. Yeah, man.
You know, I mean, I got to let everybody know, this black man is Louisville 7. He straight up, you know, paved some way. Wherever I stopped at in Louisville, Kentucky, this black man has paved some way with some other comrades back in them OG days. So I always call you a eternal revolutionary. Thanks, brother. And you already know always you ain't got nothing but love for me and us. And you just gotta get us back to Cleveland, Ohio, man.
Hey, man, you know I got to come back through there, man. You know, man, because they ain't only got thoroughbred horses running there, man. They got thoroughbred Panthers running there, too, man. So, you know. So, keep up the work, man. And I call in for the basic reason, man. What I'm doing is, man, there has to be a national unity in terms of black nationalism. And you in a position definitely representing a formation. We all in very formation, but it's the same formation. And I just want to share this with you, man. I read a magazine a long time ago. It happened to be in Playboy magazine. They had a red, white, and blue rattlesnake around the Statue of Liberty. And the right wing said that our skin is our uniform. So when we get in the tub, we still Panthers. When we put our clothes on, we still Panthers. And they said that they're going to form a paramilitary right. And when we deal with the United Nations, it's called the United Nations, they got different flags. But when it comes with dealing with us, they all get together, get their ships, and they unite. And they go and destroy you and I of color under the United Nations. So we got to have that United Nations, man. So I'm just dropping that on you, man, and I want you to ponder on that and think about that, all right? We got to have the United Nations.
You know, I picked that up way from the cotton fields of Georgia into the tobacco fields of Kentucky, brother. So, you know, I got your information. We have to build offline, man, and see where the thing goes. But ain't nothing but love for you, man.
Ain't nothing but love for you and the family, and ain't nothing for love for that down there that says bluegrass, man. I ain't never seen no bluegrass, you know. I ain't never seen it turn blue, but we're going to make it blue. So,
never seen it turn blue. Ain't been nothing but red from some blood, black man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. All right, Sean, look here, man. I'm going to let you go in with your program, man. We say black power to black people, third world power to third world people, all power to the people.
All right, for sure. Black power to black people, all power to the people, third world power to third world people. That's my brother, Soldier in Arms, Brother Abdul Kahar, checking in, Cleveland, Ohio, the Cleveland, Ohio link, New Black Panther Party, showing its solidarity and its love. With the organization and national chairman, Mr. Hashim Ajinka. It's all love, like you said, Brother Yashiran. It's love around here. I think we kind of are bearing witness to that on the radio show. Ain't nothing but some love. I think that's something we're going to have to work on, Brother Khaled, is spreading that kind of love to our people all throughout the neighborhoods. You agree? I think it's if we lose his call, he might have fell off. Did he fall off? Let's see. I think our brother fell off. Brothers and sisters, you have been listening to National Black Television's Brother Khaled Ben Yashiran. He'll probably call back in a minute. You know, sometimes them phone lines go dead. Sometimes you hear dead zones. You know, people be in motion. They be in traffic. Whatever's happening. But this black man is going to broadcast the National 2014 Dignity Summit tomorrow night, p.m., and if you have not seen the summit, if you have not seen all them pictures floating around Facebook, the videos, the YouTubes, the Twitters, and all that good stuff, you got to be either under a rock or you just haven't seen it yet. But we want you to check it out. And you got to go to MBTV, I think it is, .com and get you that exact link so we can get it to him straight up, but get it to you straight up. We don't want you to miss the summit. We're also going to have it ready for you very shortly on newblackpanther.com at the website. We're going to do something that we have failed to do in the past, which is sell our own stuff and make it available to our people. We have in the past failed. I'm going to admit live on the air in the past we have failed to archive our own history, and we have failed to make it available to our people. So that when you all, you know, go to sleep at night in the New Black Panther Party and you're resting in your beds, that our people can still feed off of the words and feed off of the revolutionary spirit and feed off of the activity. And so we're going to make that correction. That's a revolutionary correction that we have made and have to make right away, to where now the New Black Panther Party is archiving its own history. There is nothing that you will see us do that would not have the mighty team of the Ministry of Information and those ministers of information who are not dictating and writing down the events and what's happening, the what, when, where, how, where, all that good stuff for the future generations. And so I want to make sure that you get that off of newblackpanther.com, and also you go to nbtv1.com. That's nbtv1, the number one, .com tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. You'll be able to see the live broadcast or the rebroadcast of our National 2014 Dignity Summit. You'll be able to hear from the speeches from Attorney Mawali Davis. You'll be able to hear from the great Dr. Michael V. Roberts. You'll be able to hear from that former Supreme Captain of the Nation of Islam and student minister down there in Atlanta, Georgia, number 15, man who organized the Dope Busters and was fighting police in the streets, Abdul Sharif Muhammad. You'll be able to hear from that great powerhouse and that keynote warrior who is just organizing all across the globe, really, our National Chairman, Minister Hashim Ajinka, as he brought on a man who he soldiered with and is still soldiering with, but soldiered in the trenches with for 12 years as his national chief of staff. I mean, having to, you know what I mean, go through some dangerous terrain and really clear the way for that black man to be able to move the way that he moved, and you all saw him in action. He was able to bring on the Attorney General, Malik Zulu-Shabazz, and pay tribute. We were able to pay tribute and say thank you. 25 years in the New Black Panther Party and 12 years as chairman dealing with some hard-headed, stiff-necked, and rebellious people. And so it's a sight to see in high definition. And, I mean, even more than that, I don't want to even spoil it or give it away, but just check it out. That's NBTV1.com tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to make it available for you on newblackpanther.com. I believe that our brother, Brother Khaled, is back. Brother Khaled, you back with us?
I'm back.
All right, yeah. I was telling the people, I say, sometimes them phone batteries go dead. We be pressing them so hard and putting in so much work on these radio shows that them batteries can't take it. So I already knew you probably needed a second to get to an alternate line. So we just made a few announcements. We was telling the people that you recorded the Dignity Summit, and that you all are going to rebroadcast that tomorrow night. Can you tell us more about it?
Absolutely. Tomorrow night, of course, you can definitely go to NBTV1.com to check out the New Black Panther Party Dignity Summit that we did last week. It's going to be a two-hour show, of course. It's air at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the public. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. I suggest all of the Panthers to go to NBTV1.com, subscribe to the network, put in promo code 25. That's the Panther promo code. You all going to get credit for that. That revenue, of course, goes back to the organization. So support your organization. Support the Panther organization. Be sure to use promo code 25 and join NBTV at NBTV1.com. I'm sure you're going to be extremely pleased to see all of the great speakers. Of course, Chairman Hashim Nzinga, Attorney Malik Zulu-Shabazz, of course, Chairman and Emeritus of the organization, and all of the other great speakers. Mike Roberts, who was there, and he did a phenomenal job, and others who was there to speak on behalf of the New Black Panther Party to express all of the various initiatives that we as a black people need to focus on in today's time to become a better people. So I look forward to that. I look forward to giving that broadcast out to our community. And hopefully we gain not only support from the Panther Party, but the support from our community at large as it relates to the black community. So it's going to be real nice. I suggest you check it out. And we're going to have it up there for some weeks. So be sure to go to NBTV1.com and check out that summit, Dignity Summit, that we did last week. It's going to be great.
I do want to concur that the video footage that I saw, just production value-wise and the quality of work that you brothers and the team does, I mean, is a phenomenal, phenomenal work. I can't stress that enough because so many times when it comes to black events or a black business or black production, we always talk about the negative and how the blacks are not up to par with other cultures. And I have to stress to you brothers and sisters on the radio broadcast that the production value and quality of National Black TV is top-notch quality production. It ain't nothing like somebody, you know, shooting a garage band video and all that. This is something that you could take to a movie set, something that you could take, as he said, to your comedy show and film a comedy show. This is real deal, and I want to say, again, if you have not seen the promo, if you have not seen the promo, brother, tell them where they can see that promo at tonight.
You guys can check out our dear brother Sean Kwalik's Facebook page. The promo is on his page. The promo is also on Attorney Malik Zulu-Shabazz's page. And you can also go to my Facebook page. Look up Stanley Everidge on that. But I would suggest you go to Attorney Malik Zulu-Shabazz's Facebook page and check out the National Black promo on the 2014 Summit. And what I can do is email you the link, Sean, and you can blast it out to all of the brothers and sisters in the Panther Party, and they can check it out for themselves.
Yes, sir. You know that I will. You all make sure that if you're not a Facebook friend of mine, you can of course. I think I got too many friends, so you can't be Facebook friends, but you can follow my page. My page is public. And so if you just go to facebook.com/Sean.Kwalik, that's facebook.com/ shine.quali, you'll see that promo of the 2014 National Dignity Summit right there on my
Absolutely.
Page. It's worth the checkout and worth the watch just to get your mouths watering on what you will expect tomorrow night and what you will see tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And now, brother, we got a few minutes left in this first portion of the broadcast. And so do you want to make any closing remarks or comments?
Well, one of the things I would like to first start out by saying is thank the Black Panthers, of course, for giving me the opportunity to express what we do here at National Black Television. Also want to tell you guys, you know, it's a privilege as well as a blessing, of course, to have the opportunity to be in collaborative efforts with one of the most powerful revolutionary organizations that the black community has ever had in the North American hemisphere. So I'm honored, and I want you to know that. I'm very honored, and I'm thankful, of course, to be in the position that I'm in, to be able to work diligently with one of the most powerful and revolutionary organizations that we as a black people have had in North America. Also, I would like to stress to all of the brothers and sisters who are interested in National Black Television, which I suggest everyone should be due to the fact that we're trying to work on behalf of our people, just as well as our Panther brothers and sisters are doing. This collaborative effort is going to be around for a long time, people. This is one of the biggest black power mergers. I mean, you know, black people have seen in a long, long time. I have the spirit of Khaled in me. The spirit of Dr. Khaled Muhammad is in me, I'm telling you. And so if you want to be linked with somebody who's definitely about your people, you definitely won't be linked to your brother Khaled Yashiran of National Black Television. And I'm willing to do what I do as it relates to broadcasting for my people. This is what I do. This is my contribution to our community. And I'm willing to take this to the next level, not only here in America, but abroad. So I appreciate the support. I appreciate the love that's been shown my way, and I'm definitely going to, you know, put that right back out to all of my brothers and sisters, and let's get it done. Let's get it done. Y'all know where to go, NBTV1.com, for any information concerning National Black Television. You can also hit us up on Facebook at National Black TV. You can hit us up on Twitter at Twitter/National Black TV, and let's move forward.
I like that. Let's move forward. And I can bear with his everything that he's saying. Our brother is a good brother. He's sincere, and he's there to get the job done. He's dedicated, and he don't take no for an answer. That black man gonna make it happen. Look for great things. Look for even greater things from our brother and our brothers and sisters there at National Black Television. My brother, Brother Khaled Ben Yashiran, we appreciate you. We thank you for your sacrifice, your dedication, for staying on the point, for not giving up when things look dreary, and for making a brighter day and making waves in the future of broadcasting, production, television, movies, radio, and everything else that we can conquer, brother. Like I said, I look forward to kicking down plenty of doors with you and then opening up some, brother.
That is.
Yes, sir. And there you have it. Thank you. Thank you so much. My brother, peace and blessings and black power to you.
Peace and blessings, black power to my Black Panther family. This is going to be one of the greatest mergers, I told you, in a long, long time. The black community haven't seen nothing yet. Keep living. Black power.
Black power. And there you have it, brothers and sisters. You have been listening to our brother Yashiran. He's on point. He is on the mission and on the job, and he is worth supporting. And I tell you all that if you are worth your black salt, if you are worth the black salt, the salt of your flavor and savor, you need to make your way to www.nbtv1.com. That's www.nbtv1.com, and go ahead and subscribe. It ain't nothing but like $7, $7.50, somewhere in there. It ain't over expensive. It's right there on the money, and it's worth it to have full access and to have full control and full power of your images and be able to broadcast in a righteous manner. And you, as you can hear in his voice and presentation, he's for black people. To join the new Black Panther Party of Perceptive Fence, you can call area code 347-903-0886. Again, that's 347-903-0886. Email us at NewBlackPantherHeadquarters@gmail.com, NBPPHQ@yahoo.com, or go to the website, NewBlackPanther.com. Stay tuned for the second half. We come right back at you right at 10:30 with our national chairman, that General Hashim Nzinga. We come back with Brother Reginald Muhammad and the reparations, our case and our demand. And we come back with Brother Bozeman, another power-packed edition of Black Power Radio. To all the haters, I say checkmate, motherfuckers, it's on and popping. Black Power.
Your blame, blame jam, or your bang, bang jam, or your fist, fist jam. Live, rob, speaking. Who they top productions? DI in conjunction with Kingside, aka Marijuana Smoke. Don't need an AK to get you on the floor. Before my